Are you ready to say, hey, I'm loving life? We are. Join us at the Love and Life Music Fest, May 3rd through the 5th. Fun, art, memories, and amazing live performances from 40 artists you will love. Get your tickets now at acetj.com/lovin'.
The Extra Funny Podcast is brought to you by Neogenics. Neogenics is the most trusted stem cell clinic in the Carolinas. Heal joint pain naturally by medical doctors with no surgery, no downtime, and no medications. Find out more at acetj.com/neogenics.
This is Share Funny. 1 hour of straight up funny. Funny you'll share.
I always wonder what, because we hear this from people all the time, like, just got a message saying, this lady's settling in for work to listen to Share Funny. Well, what kind of job you got where you can settle in at that's the time that you're listening is when you're at work? Because, I mean, it seems like this would be distracting to me. If I'm trying to work, like in an office situation or something, or on assembly line, doing something dangerous, and you're trying to listen to this, and you're laughing your ass off. You through, Rob?
I just found out something I didn't realize. I'm sorry. It's my fault.
That Rob thought, can't whisper?
No, I thought something was wrong. I didn't know that Share Funny plays in the building.
Oh. I didn't either.
I just found it out. I lost track of time. Back from the vending machine. Good.
Yeah, it's the best thing to come on those speakers all damn day.
We've said a lot of things on Share Funny that we might not need people in the building here.
Who cares? Ain't nobody in this building.
COVID. Well, there's
they
that.
Still on COVID.
That's true. Can I share
with y'all? They're still taking COVID.
Can I share with y'all something really funny that a message that I just got from a lady? During the radio show today, we were talking about ending a date, like you get up and walk out of the date. She said, I tried to send this on Facebook, but I couldn't get the message to go through. So she DM'd me on Instagram. She was set up on this date in 2001 before photos of everybody were easily accessible. An hour in, he seemed interested, but I wasn't that interested in him. Nothing wrong with him. He just wasn't my type. Then he very randomly says, out of the blue, there's no way you're 130 pounds. I almost died. First of all, I was actually 127. And second of all, ouch. And third of all, I'm not even into him. She said, he went on to say, you look great, but you're at least 140. I don't know why you'd lie about 10 pounds.
Yeah, liar.
She said, I didn't say a word. I was so flustered. I just got up and started walking out. He began chasing behind me, yelling things like, I said you look great. I like a woman with a butt. Why are you mad?
Yeah, just why do you have to be a liar, liar, huge pants on fire?
I've never seen him again.
Liar, liar, your huge pants on fire. I can't wait to use that.
I like a woman with a fat ass.
Hey.
There's some big old women in San Antonio. They don't have underwear. They got bloomers.
I didn't mean nothing by it.
Yeah.
Only thing I said, was, I mean, I don't mind a big girl. I just don't like a damn liar. Yeah. That's what I'm saying. Look, I'll take a big, you know, puff and stuff girl.
Yeah.
If they puffed, I'll stuff. You know what I'm saying?
In 10 pounds. You noticed 10 pounds? That's crazy. How do you even see that?
She said, and I was 127, just for your information. FYI, and he was no prize either. I wasn't into him. I just wanted the, you know, free Ryan's Steakhouse. I just wanted the free Freshtastics buffet.
Yeah.
That's all I wanted.
That is good, so good.
You know, salad bar and a bathtub.
Why are you mad? Mm-hmm.
If you puff my stuff.
You know. That's right. Yeah, everybody said more cushion, the more pushing. I say no. The more fluff, the more I stuff.
Someone needs to have that on their bio. Yeah,
fluff it.
Wow.
But yeah, I was just saying, what kind of job would you be having if you can just sit and listen to this long form conversation every day that's so silly and funny and all of that? It can't be a job that people take seriously, could it?
Yeah.
What is that?
There's a guy named Russell that just DM'd us and said, I listen to Share Funny every day on the assembly line.
Really?
He builds trucks.
Oh.
I just ask him what town he lives in and who he works for and all that kind of stuff.
No, I'm just kidding. Of course, you would want to listen to this anytime you can. It'd probably be the highlight of most people's day, I would think.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
I mean, I don't want to sound... what's the word? Conceited.
Yeah.
Yeah. See, I don't even know the meaning of that word. Can't even hardly say it. But I don't want to sound like that. But y'all know it's true. Yeah. They would want us anytime. I bet people, though, that can't listen at work, they get so excited trying to get to their car after work so they can hear it.
Of course.
It's like running through the parking lot. Yeah.
There is a lady here that said, no pressure, but hashtag share funny needs to come through on this yucky day today.
Yikes. What was that message on?
Twitter.
Oh, Twitter.
Her name is Monica.
What's Monica look like?
Monica is very cute. Monica is very cute.
You know, I ain't got the Twitter.
Yeah, Monica is,
she's
cute.
Oh, here.
Yeah.
Oh, man. She looked a lot cuter, you know, with 2 Mountain Dews in her hand.
Oh, yeah. My God.
Bringing me one.
And so,
listen here.
So, our friend Adam, who tweets us all the time, just tweeted, prison boo talk at the end of the radio show made me think of a $1 million idea. Only felons, like OnlyFans, but incarcerated. The very next tweet, like within 30 seconds, comes from somebody that says, replying to at his and at the Ace TJ show. And it's somebody pimping her OnlyFans.
Stop. She's like, marketing time.
Yeah. I don't know.
But most of those prisoners that people date, I think that when they get out of prison, they're supposedly engaged to that person. Now, the ones that are featured on that show, Love After Lockup, are.
Yeah.
They're all engaged when they come out of jail.
So they come right out of prison, into a relationship.
Yeah. Well, I mean, the relationship's been going on in some cases for years. You know, a lot of times it's just them trying to scam money out of the person on the outside. But some of them actually come out of there and they're in a relationship and... They go pick up the person when they're released and give them a ride. Like, they're the ones that pick them up.
Do they ever do follow-ups like they do in, like, intervention where they say 6 months later and they're still together?
Right. And they'll feature some of these couples on their season after season.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Mm-hmm. They call that multiple seasons.
Right.
Riggins.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
And everything's going great. Like, they're...
No.
Even,
No, not on all of them. No. No, they got strife. Oh, there's a lot of strife.
More women on the outside dating guys on the inside?
Yeah. You're probably about 70-30 on that.
That's the one you hear about
most
frequently, I guess.
Did you ever watch that show on Netflix about the people that dated within, like, jail?
No.
They're like, women and men are on different floors and they'll communicate through the toilet.
Oh, yeah, I've seen. Yeah. I don't know if I've seen that show, but I've seen that before.
Yeah, it was crazy.
Yeah, it's like, I'm going to drop 2 for I love you and like that.
No, not like that. Ew.
when you hear it plop twice, that means I love you, girl. one plop means I'm thinking about you.
Yeah, I couldn't communicate through my toilet. That's,
they like send things. They send things to each other and everything.
I'm trying to tell her I love her. I end up with a staph infection.
Ew. Yuck.
What do they communicate through the flushes, like however many flushes or whatever?
No, they send notes and everything through the toilets. And they have like
how do they receive the note in the other toilet?
So they'll try to talk through the toilet and they'll meet the person, and then what they'll do is they'll create some type of apparatus with string and they'll put the notes inside and like flush it and tell him, "Hey, I'm about to send you something," and the person will like grab it. It's so insane.
How do you control what toilet it goes to?
They randomly, it's like one day they just start talking, and if the person responds back, they'll just build a relationship with that person where that toilet is. It's crazy. It's so insane. It's on Netflix. But I was like, look at these people. They're making an effort, and I can't even like sometimes get a text.
Mommy, how did you and Daddy meet? How did you and Daddy meet? Through the toilet, baby.
Yeah,
through the toilet. Through the toilet.
He was in the cell above mine.
This guy's.
And he sent me the most beautifully written notes through the toilet with a string on.
Notes on waterproof paper somehow and sent through the toilet. You can't even get a guy to text you.
Exactly.
I need to ask my brother-in-law, Chuck, who works at a prison in Louisiana, if they communicate through the toilet. Because he loves telling all the innovative ways that they come up with getting around the rules and all that. He'll say, them inmates, they are so smart. I mean, they can invent, make a weapon out of, you know, a piece of rubber off their shoe.
Yeah.
You know, it's just, yeah. And he'll say that how they take a plastic bag, like a grocery bag, and twist it and twist it and twist it for days and days until they can actually make a, what do you call it, a shank out of it.
Oh, shank you.
Mm-hmm.
It's called Jailbirds. They call it Toilet Talk.
I bet you could listen to Chuck talk for hours about crazy stuff that's happening at the deal.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And a lot of times they make gifts for him because they love him in there, the inmates do. Like one guy made him a guitar.
What?
Like in the wood shop thing, made him a guitar.
That's awesome.
And, of course, my sister-in-law is trying to get him to throw it. Well, you don't want that. What are you going to do? He said, oh, no, you're not going to throw that away. She goes, why? You don't play the guitar? You know, but I want it.
Yeah.
And he went to a lot of trouble making that for me, and I want it. It's pretty.
It's an awesome gift.
Yeah.
It's amazing.
She's just mad because them inmates ain't making her nothing.
Yeah. I mean, was it like a...
Like your guitar.
Really?
Full-size, full-fledged...
Like in the wood shop?
Acoustic wood shop. Yeah. That's crazy.
Uh-huh. But I don't know if it burned up in their house fire or not. Their house burned down a couple of years ago. I don't know if that was in it, but... Probably.
Well, you know,
they can make him another one, though. You got time.
Yeah. Get on it.
Hey, Rogelio, I need another guitar. Can you make me one?
Whenever you finish with that cabinet you're building now, I mean, you got 6 more years to build me a guitar if you could.
Mm-hmm.
My ex-wife's stepfather ran the kitchen for several different prisons. He worked for the state for a while, and then he ended up working for a private company that ran prisons. And I forgot about that. Same thing. They would give him, you know, gifts and all that kind of stuff. Because he treated, like, he's like, man, these guys want to work. You treat them with respect and treat them like men and be fair to them, and they're fine.
Yeah.
So they made some mistakes, but they're working on it. They're paying their you know, paying their dues, whatever. But he did say one day he walked in, there are rules for who's allowed to be around what, that kind of thing. And somehow he ended up alone in the kitchen, and he looked down and realized on one of the big long tables between him and a guy that was convicted for murder, there's a knife. And he goes, it's one of those like, well, you know, this looks bad. Like this could take a nasty turn at any moment.
Yeah.
And he didn't want to, you know, don't panic, but I need to get to that in case he decides to get to that. And he said the guy actually glanced over at, looked at him and goes, you probably should go ahead and grab that real quick. It should be there. And he goes, and he said he just stepped over and watched him the whole time. He goes, it's fine, go ahead. And he got the knife and put. He had to put it back in a locked cabinet thing.
Yeah, you're standing there with the knife between you and some serial killer whose nickname was the Butcher.
Yeah. But they did.
I wonder what he's going to do with that.
Yeah, they had crazy things like, if anything, so when you know, it's like, I guess like any other job like that, you have to count, everything has to be accounted for.
So
if at the end of it, you know, and the employees, prisoners, they cook and clean and all that kind of stuff. But if at the end of a shift, they come up short, lock it down. They lock down the prison. Now, and he would live like, he may not be there at the prison. He may be 3 hours away at home because he was run to the kitchen, but he's the supervisor. So they'd lock the entire penitentiary down. Immediately, he would get in his car and take off and have to drive there. And he had to be the one to run. All right, we're going to count this one more time. We're going to go back through the kitchen and start all over again.
And he lived 3 hours away?
Yeah, because he would do multiple for this company, you know, when they privatized a lot of those penitentiaries. Mm-hmm. Yeah, and he would have to drive there to, admit, you know, 11 o'clock at night, 10 o'clock at night. We probably wasn't that late because they were on a certain pattern. Yeah. 8 o'clock, hey, we're locking it down. You got to be here. He'd take off a 2.5-hour drive to get there, that kind of thing. Sucks. But fascinating.
Yeah, I don't ever want to work at a prison.
Really?
It's not my dream job.
It's pretty close right now, you know. We kind of keep a tight ship here. Your ass need to be worried about getting some gas. That's what you need to be worried about, working at a gas station. You need to work at a filling station.
No.
So what are you going to do if that place doesn't have gas today when Rob takes you home?
I mean, there's nothing I can do. What am I going to do?
Say, Rob. You walk. Swing back and pick me up tomorrow.
You're going to be walking?
Be walking everywhere.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, it's so annoying.
Yeah. Okay.
We don't work out a banger.
This is Share Funny on the Ace and TJ button. Coming up next, more Share Funny.
The Extra Funny Podcast is brought to you by Neogenyx. Neogenyx is the most trusted stem cell clinic in the Carolinas. Heal joint pain naturally by medical doctors with no surgery, no downtime, and no medications. Find out more at acetj.com/neogenyx.
Are you ready to say, hey, I'm loving life? We are. Join us at the Love & Life Music Fest, May 3rd through the 5th. Fun, art, memories, and amazing live performances from 40 artists you will love. Get your tickets now at acetj.com/lovin'.
Your New Year's resolution is in full swing, and you are trying to lose weight. Help yourself with Calitrin. Calitrin is the safe, effective way to lose weight. When you buy 3 months' supply right now, you'll get 3 months free. It's scientifically proven to help you lose weight. Order it now at acetj.com/weightloss. Calitrin.
This is Share Funny. 1 hour of straight up funny. Funny you'll share. Now back to Share Funny on the Ace and TJ button.
Ooh, look at him. This is pretty cool. We're talking about what kind of job you would have if you're listening to Share Funny. You know, as rowdy and raucous as it is. This lady said, I work in a kid's behavioral health office. I listen to the show live and then listen to old ones on repeat on my podcast app the rest of the day. Ha ha, ha ha ha. That's cool.
Yeah, child behavioral center.
Mm-hmm. Hmm. Yeah, and she's in the medical records department. She's not in there like trying to calm them down or anything. So she not that it. What she's doing isn't important, because it is.
Everybody's got to push that paper.
She's just not hands-on with the children in therapy and whatnot.
There's a lady here that says she's a paralegal. I listen to y'all's casts every day, 9 to noon.
Yeah, that's Monica. She's always up in our business.
Oh, I didn't know.
She is, yeah.
She's a sweetie.
Welcome back up in our business, don't you, Monica.
Don't you be friends with her?
Yeah,
Alexis.
We have a lot in common. She's really dope.
Mm-hmm. Okay, well then, what? She doesn't have it quite together as much as I thought.
Stop.
But there she is doing the job of two, you know.
Being a paralegal.
Yeah, being a whole pair of legals instead of just one legal. All right, Alexis, are you going to go around telling everybody now that you're friends with B.O.B.?
No.
Now, what is B.O.B.? Is he a singer or a rapper?
It's both.
He's both, a singer-rapper.
Yeah, mostly. I'm sorry. Don't mean to be.
No, go ahead.
No, I was asking you, Riggins, because you keep up with that.
He's a rapper, but he sings on a lot of his hooks and stuff like that.
He does that song Airplanes.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Now, is he performing at this event that you're doing on a side hustle?
No. He came to. He wants to collaborate on a clothing item with my friend who owns the clothing shop.
Oh.
Yeah. He found it on Instagram. And came
okay,
out.
So he wants a collab.
Yeah.
But on clothing, not music.
Yeah.
Okay.
A collabby lab.
Mm. Collabby lab.
Collabby lab.
So, Riggins, are you going to go to her little event that they're having? When is it?
It's on Saturday.
This Saturday. Okay. Are you gonna
yeah,
go
Riggins.
To that, Riggins?
Are you going to come to my event that I've worked so hard to put together and I'm so proud of?
I'm going to definitely look. And see if I can do it.
I am going to do it. And
I would love to. Listen, I'm going to, I'm not cool like that.
Listen.
Mm-hmm.
I know you, Riggy.
Gas shortage, because it's in South Charlotte. You have to drive down
there.
Yeah,
it's a lot.
It's in South Carolina?
No.
No, South Charlotte.
Oh.
Still,
yeah, way down
might as well
there.
Be South Carolina.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, man.
I'm sure it's going to be dope, as they say.
It's going to be super dope.
It's going to be dope AF.
Yeah. I've seen some preparation for it. It looks really cool.
Yeah, we're excited for it.
Mm-hmm.
It's just something different.
You and all your urban troubadours.
Yeah, my squad of urban troubadours. it's fun.
Oh, will there be food trucks?
Mm-hmm. It's going to be food trucks, art, live art.
Oh my God. Yeah. How could I miss out on that? Live art.
Live art.
What the hell?
What do you mean live art?
You mean like live mannequins and stuff?
No, like there's going to be artists that are going to be creating art while
you're
there.
Oh, okay.
Oh, I thought you meant like a real nativity scene with animals and stuff. Like that's a live art to me.
The ever popular live mannequin.
Yeah.
You don't know what that is?
Like a people?
Yeah, people that stand in the windows of the department stores and they're just standing there. Like mannequins. You never seen that?
No.
Wait, Jody that's a real thing?
Jody did that when she was young.
Yeah, that's a real thing.
Wait, no, she didn't.
Yes, you did.
So they would just have to stand there for hours not moving?
Mm-hmm. They could change positions and all every now and then, but they had to just stand there.
I swear
to God. If you go to Jackson Square in New Orleans, when you walk around the square and they have all the paintings and everything, they have several people that pose like that. They take a picture, they're not moving it.
Mm-hmm.
Swear.
They're on heroin and they're just in the process of passing out.
One guy is painted completely silver. He paints his whole body, wears a silver suit.
That's a street performer.
Yeah, but that's what he does. He just stands. It's the same thing. That's exactly what he's talking about.
Get her on the phone.
It's legit.
And also, how much does that pay?
Well, it was Alexandria, Louisiana in the 80s. Not a lot.
Hey, I got you on speaker on the radio on the Share Funny podcast.
Oh, okay.
Didn't you at one time in your life when you were a teenager, weren't you one of those live mannequins at the department stores?
Yes.
Stop. Yeah. What?
And what were the rules? How often could you move?
There was no set time. I just moved when I wanted to move.
Okay, when you had to change positions or something, you did?
Yeah, like if there was little kids staring at me in the window, I'd change just to freak them out.
So, but you had to stand in one position for lengths of time.
Oh, yeah. And you couldn't blink.
And how? Oh, what? You can't blink?
Yeah, they won't even let you blink.
Wait, but how long was a shift? Like 8 hours of that?
Do what now?
She said, was it like 8 hours of that? Was that how long the shift was?
I don't remember. I was so young. Probably. I wouldn't think 8 hours.
Yeah. Because didn't you also work in the store?
No.
No? Okay.
So it'd be standing there like hand on hip, you know, like looking out like, bam, I'm here. Mm-hmm. The next thing you know, it might be like other hand on other hip, bam, pow, popping it out on the side, that kind of thing, right?
My eyes would be red as hell if I couldn't blink.
All right. Well.
And do you remember, the Lion's Share restaurant?
Lion's Den.
The Lion, yeah. In the mall, in the Alexander Mall.
Lion's Share.
Yeah, where you would order on the phone in the place, right?
On the red phone.
Yeah.
Okay, so that restaurant was across from the window I was in.
Okay.
So people could sit there and eat and watch.
And just stare at you the whole time.
Mm-hmm.
What was the name of the store, Jody?
Okay, now I don't know.
Okay.
I can't remember.
Because that place was right next to it used to be right next to the drugstore and right across from Kaplan's and Genesis and everything.
Yeah.
So, okay.
Yeah, and the restaurant was directly across from this window.
Yeah. That's that restaurant I told y'all about. They would make that sandwich. They would split open the weenies and pour chili over it and make it like a burger. And you would order on the phone and go pick your food up. I thought it was the coolest thing I'd ever seen in my life.
Well, I'm sure you were the best and prettiest one they had, Jody.
Oh, yeah, I'm sure.
All right. Well, thanks for the info.
Bye, buddy.
Bye.
Bye-bye.
All right, and a guy, Joe, who listens, let's say he listens. I'm not supposed to say too much. But he just sent a picture of him and his wife and his child with, like, a human mannequin.
Mm-hmm.
TJ was not lying.
Yeah, I know. Where's the picture?
On our Facebook page.
Okay.
That's crazy.
I knew like street performers were a thing, but I didn't know they had people in like department store windows.
You know what? Now that you mentioned, I think my sister did that too, TJ.
And you couldn't blink. That's the craziest part.
Yeah, you had to try to stay as still as possible.
I always sucked at blinking contests or staring contests. Blinking contests.
I won the blinking contest. I never won a blinking contest.
I can blink the most.
No wonder. It's like you messed up the first rule. It's like, don't blink.
Yeah, you got to know what kind of contest you're in if you expect to win it. Damn.
I thought I was supposed to blink so much. That's the contest.
You lost. Yeah, you're playing there. You can stop. I've won this like a long time ago.
There's one rule.
Don't blink.
This lady says she's listening and she's in accounting. She listens, yeah. She's cleaning the accounting department. That's what she's doing.
Message us.
We don't let women be in accounting.
We don't?
People don't. Society doesn't let women be accountants and work in accounting departments.
I like this guy. Corey says, I make hammers and weld, and I listen every day to Share Funny. That seems badass. My buddy makes knives and stuff and swords and all and that kind of stuff, and it's really cool to see, and I don't know how he does it. It's awesome.
I've seen them make swords on Game of Thrones.
Yeah, it's pretty cool.
It looks great.
It's pretty cool. Yeah.
You also saw a dragon on that show. Yeah. That's not real.
Yeah, my friend rides dragons on Game of Thrones.
There's a half man, half horse in that show. That's also not real.
Where'd you get your information from? Game of Thrones.
Game of Thrones. Yeah, in between blinking contests.
Yeah. I'm the best at blinking contests.
Number one blinker.
Mm-hmm. Okay, so let's take a break, and then when we come back, let's see how long Alexis could last as a mannequin, a human mannequin.
Okay, I love that idea.
Like how long she could stay still.
Love that idea.
I bet no
this is Share Funny on the Ace and TJ button. Coming up next, more Share Funny.
Your New Year's resolution is in full swing and you are trying to lose weight. Help yourself with Calitrin. Calitrin is the safe, effective way to lose weight. When you buy 3 months supply right now, you'll get 3 months free. It's scientifically proven to help you lose weight. Order it now at acetj.com/weightloss. Calitrin.
Are you ready to say, hey, I'm loving life? We are. Join us at the Love & Life Music Fest, May 3rd through the 5th. Fun, art, memories, and amazing live performances from 40 artists you will love. Get your tickets now at acetj.com/lovin'.
The Extra Funny Podcast is brought to you by Neogenics. Neogenics is the most trusted stem cell clinic in the Carolinas. Heal joint pain naturally by medical doctors with no surgery, no downtime, and no medications. Find out more at acetj.com/neogenics.
Don't forget to subscribe to the Share Funny Podcast and never miss a show. The Share Funny Podcast is available on all major podcast platforms and acetj.com.
Today's National Receptionists Day.
Is that still a thing?
Yeah, I wonder what. Yeah, there's a difference in a receptionist and a
administrative assistant.
No, they don't even call them that anymore. They call them administrative professionals or something like that.
Because you can't say the word assistant?
I don't think, because it's got ass in it.
Oh my God.
I should have thought of that.
Where's my professional assistant?
Yeah. Man. That's the best, though, I think. If you have an assistant to handle all your stuff, you know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
Like, I just think it makes life so much easier. If they just handle stuff for you. Yeah. Like, hey.
Like your balls.
Ew. No.
Yeah. Yeah.
So, Alexis, let's see, seriously, how long you can hold the pose of a mannequin.
What's a mannequin pose? Do you want me to stand like, up?
Just like. Put your hand on your hip and stand as still as possible.
Okay.
Kind of like just do one of your crazy selfie poses that you do. You know how you're always doing that basic girl looking at the ground kind of thing that all girls do? They look at the ground and put their hand behind their ear to somebody take their picture.
I never do that.
Oh, you're a girl. You know you do.
Something cute.
Yeah.
Cuter. Cuter. No, try it.
Not obscene. He's a cute. All right, right.
There you go. Oh my God, it's good.
Yeah. You can breathe, though.
Yeah. You've made it like 20 seconds.
Yeah. You're allowed to breathe.
Only nine and a half minutes to go.
Get this shift in.
And just stand there until we'll continue with Share Funny while you just stand there.
That's pretty good.
Yeah.
Well, is it really pretty good? We haven't been a minute yet.
She's in a tableau. That's what we called it in the theater, tableau.
Okay.
When you end the scene by freezing and you hold that pose and then the lights go out and then you run off stage.
That's a tableau.
A tableau.
What I've learned today. Nice. Mm-hmm.
see if we can goose her and see if she moves.
Yeah. And the whole time you're doing it, you know, in the, especially like I'm sure for Jody in the mall, she's in a store window and kids are coming up and they're waving and knocking on the window trying to get your attention or whatever.
Okay, I'm done with this.
Oh, look, tacos. Yeah,
you need to make now it 2 minutes.
Crab legs.
Crab legs.
Over, over in the corner.
Yeah. Just
dangle a taco from the ceiling. Oh, look at that.
I would lose.
Damn. That's good.
Yes. Okay. See?
Yeah.
I can do it.
Yeah, that was good. You should do that for a living. I wonder why that's not a thing anymore.
Because that's ridiculous.
Why?
Bring attention to your store. You probably get so tired.
Your live people look better than mannequins in the store.
Mm-hmm.
It's all a little creepy. I felt kind of weird y'all staring at me like that.
Yeah, well, imagine you're in a
store window.
Yeah. When people used to go to when the mall was where everybody was, there's thousands of people walking past you while you're just standing there staring. And they're trying to make you break.
Little kids hassling
you. Little kids trying to make you break. They're tapping on the window.
That's what I was thinking.
Look at my butt. Look at my butt. Look at me. Look at me. Look at me.
Your mom's a whore. Your mom's sick. Come home.
Yeah. Put him on the glass.
That made me sweaty.
Just standing?
Just standing?
Yeah. I need to go see somebody about that.
You got a glandular problem.
Yikes.
Oh, that was good.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I do what I can.
You're multi-talented.
Yeah, now I learned today I can be a mannequin.
Yeah.
For 2 minutes.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, street performer. Go be a street performer.
Oh, my God.
This fella said that the only ones that he's seen keep their eyes shut and crack them just to see so they don't blink was on this thing that he sent earlier, this picture.
Like this? They keep their eyes closed?
Yeah, they keep them kind of squinted so they don't blink.
Ooh.
But they can still see.
Hello there.
I'm a mannequin.
I'm a mannequin. I don't move. I don't blink.
Yeah, that's weird. But I wonder how you give them the money if you're supposed to pay them to take pictures with them.
Don't they usually have a bucket?
Just standing on the street. And what happens if somebody grabs the bucket and they still can't move?
I think a lot of times they have somebody there to handle the pay change kind of thing.
Or I've seen, because in Boston they have all kinds of street performers downtown, but they have their hand out, and once you put the money in their hand, then they start moving and doing all that stuff.
Mm.
I saw a crazy scam from one of the, like he was maybe 13 years old in Italy, and he was playing his guitar, and he put his little cup out there. But as people would walk by, he would put the cup in their field of in their path.
Yeah.
And they would accidentally kick it over because it was right in the middle of the street. And then he'd go, oh, in Italian, like, oh, you kicked my cup. And then people feel bad. They go, oh, I'm so sorry. And they help him pick up the couple coins, and then they give him a dollar or so. And he would do it all day. And just, you know, when no one was looking, he'd go, whoop, and put the cup back out there. And then somebody would kick it over again. Did it all day. Oh, make up penis. This is how I eat that. And they go, oh, I'm so sorry, because they're tourists. You know,
let me throw you a couple dollars extra. Yeah.
I feel bad.
Jody said that just yesterday, she and Lainey, our daughter, were out, and they saw a guy running a scam, as a street performer. I guess he was out in front of Target or something. He had his wife, and then their little kid was just sitting there like, we're starving. We need the money. And he was playing the violin.
I've seen that guy at Target before. Yeah, he's there all the time.
Right. And Jody said that the violin was playing these long, slow notes and all that, and he's got it just sawing on it. And he's not playing what's playing. It's a tape playing behind him, or CD. And he's not really playing the violin.
Damn, I've seen that guy 4 or 5 times. And always thought, I should go by there and give him some money.
It's like lip singing, but for violin.
Right. And Lainey said that he played, it was Ed Sheeran's song, Perfect, 3 times in a row. Because that's what was playing on I guess he just had it tracked on there where it would repeat.
He's scamming people.
He's
just sawing on it. He's playing it like Charlie Daniels.
Yeah, he's doing some heavy work for no reason over there.
But she said he had people fooled. There were some old ladies standing out there taking pictures of him and putting money in his thing, standing there watching.
Well, he's fooled me before, just seeing him down the street and never up close. Just like, oh, man, that's cool. Look at that guy. He's working it down there.
It's terrible.
You ever seen somebody on the side? Like, I'm not normally somebody that gives people money, but every now and then I just feel like, maybe today's the day I should help this person. I don't know why. You just kind of feel that way. And 2 days ago, what's today? Wednesday, Monday. I was on my way home, and there was a guy standing on the off ramp, and I was stopped at the light, and he's like at the front, so I'm like three or four cars back. And he's got his sign. I thought, you know what? Today's the day I should, I don't know, just feel like I should help this guy. Maybe it'll make me feel better. And I reach in my wallet, and I have zero cash. And I look down, and I had a tray full of coins. And I start counting out like $1, $2 in change. And then I realize I'm not going to be that guy that walks up and has to hand him, you know, out the window, hey, man, here's $2 in change is all I got. Like, that seems pretty pathetic. So I'll catch him next time.
Well, he would have rather had that
than $0.
No, I just felt like he'd be looking at me like, why are you going to give me $2 in change? I just figured.
Well, if he's like that, then you don't need to be giving him money anyway.
Yeah, maybe so.
He's not that hard up.
I just feel like it made me look like a loser, so I didn't give the money.
I need is 48 more dimes, and then I can roll them, take them to the bank, cash them out, and then maybe I can do something with
it. It's like $1.50 in quarters, and the rest were nickels and dimes. It made $2 was all I had in there. I left the pennies out. I was like, he's not going to win.
Quarters are money.
Yeah.
Oh,
yeah.
Thank you. That's quite profound. Quarters are money.
In case y'all don't know it.
Thank you, Alexis.
You're welcome for my infinite words of wisdom.
Quarters.
That's great.
Is money.
Y'all didn't know. Mm-mm. Quarters is money.
Yeah, so if he thought you were a loser for giving him $2 in change, then yeah, he.
And he may not have. I just felt like it made me feel. Maybe it made me feel like a loser. I wasn't having a great day, and I was kind of down. And I thought this made me feel better. Then I realized this has made me feel worse. Now I feel like a real loser. I don't even have a dollar to give to the guy. Yeah, exactly. That's exactly how it was, Riggins. This is like some of it.
Do they take food? Like if you could do that. You could go buy you know McDonald's or whatever and get a burger and whatnot, and then hand it out the window to them. Rather than giving them cash, you just hand them the food. They get pissed off about that?
I have seen what looks to be murder scenes, but somebody taking a whole takeout thing of like baked ziti and just throwing it on the ground because somebody had given it to them. You see those kinds of things all.
But that's the leftovers, right? People take the leftovers from restaurants and all to the homeless.
They have RVs come out and they do showers and meals and things like that.
Well, I've told you that story I've told 1,000 times. The first time I encountered like a homeless person or whatever here in Charlotte.
Like a homeless person?
I'm not sure he was homeless. He might have been traveling. But he was
he real?
He might have just been hitchhiking. I don't know. But and I whipped into a Wendy's and I said, pulled up. I was like, hey, man. You know, and the guy said, oh, thank you, brother. Thank you. And I said, hey, I got you some food and we got you something for your dog. And we got him like a hamburger and water for his dog. And like instantly when he saw it wasn't cash. Oh, thank you. Thanks. Thanks, man. And he's walked like, off.
I had burgers for lunch. I was like, this asshole.
Yeah.
Do you know what happened to me one time? Downtown, I was walking and this guy was like, hey, are you going to finish those leftovers? And you know me, I love my leftovers. And I felt I gave it to him. But for a split second, I was like, I really want to eat these leftovers later.
Oh my God, you made such a sacrifice. You actually gave him your leftovers. But you don't understand, I love leftovers. Yeah. It was a huge, huge sacrifice that I made for him.
Well, because you know. But I did it. But I gave it to him.
You did it. You did the right thing.
I did it. I gave it to him.
Did you let him know how much of a big deal that was for you to do? You should have let him. No. You better appreciate this because I love my leftovers.
I gave it to him. I said, it's really good. And I just looked at the leftovers.
Mother Teresa said that too. She goes, but I love leftovers. I would help you, person with leprosy, but I love my leftovers. Oh. Cheesecake Factory.
It hurt. That's all I could think about the rest of the night.
I've got a quarter of a piece of cheesecake and half a BLT in here, and I just can't part with it.
So basically what I'm giving you, just so you know, is my midnight snack. I was looking so forward to that.
What am I
before I get into my warm, comfortable bed, after I take a hot shower in my luxurious fur-lined pajamas.
It's amazing the angels didn't come down and just take you body and soul into the sky.
Now that's what you call paying it forward. Yeah.
Share Funny needs to take a quick break, but we're back in less than 3 minutes on the Ace and TJ button. Available on the Ace and TJ app and iHeartRadio.
Your New Year's resolution is in full swing and you are trying to lose weight. Help yourself with Calitrin. Calitrin is the safe, effective way to lose weight. When you buy 3 months supply right now, you'll get 3 months free. It's scientifically proven to help you lose weight. Order it now at acetj.com/weightloss. Calitrin.
Are you ready to say, hey, I'm loving life? We are. Join us at the Love & Life Music Fest, May 3rd through the 5th. Fun, art, memories, and amazing live performances from 40 artists you will love. Get your tickets now at acetj.com/lovin'.
The Extra Funny Podcast is brought to you by Neogenics. Neogenics is the most trusted stem cell clinic in the Carolinas. Heal joint pain naturally by medical doctors with no surgery, no downtime, and no medications. Find out more at acetj.com/neogenics.
This is Share Funny, live on the Ace and TJ button. Find everything funny at the Share Funny link on acetj.com and our app. Now back to Share Funny.
Yeah, we're just saying that guy probably threw those leftovers away that Alexis so generously gave him. Because it was steak, half of a baked potato, and some lobster mac and cheese. He's probably like, what the hell is wrong with this macaroni and cheese? Yeah. got red stuff in it. Tastes like fish.
That don't taste right.
Uh-uh.
I'm going to go find her.
She's trying to poison me.
What kind of car was she driving? I'm going to throw it at her.
No wonder she gave it up so easily.
Damn. Remind me when I get money to never go to that damn restaurant. Once I get me some money, I ain't going in there.
Who the hell put salmon in macaroni and cheese?
So, Riggins, you know you're around homeless people all the time, living in the middle of the city and then walking your dog around and all that stuff. But they don't ask you for anything, though, do they?
Rarely.
You said they rarely ask you for anything.
Rarely. But I've given money.
Yeah.
Plenty.
Really?
Yeah.
That's sweet.
Thanks.
But never gone as far as to giving them your leftovers.
No, not a chance.
What about if you had all the leftover, the food that your mom packs for, and you're getting it out of your car, and a person sees, and they're like, hey, can I have some of that food? Would you give it to them?
No.
Would you have said, though, because Alexis clearly didn't want to give the guy her leftovers. He guilted her into doing it. What would you have said in that same situation? And he said, you got money, and you said, I don't have any money. And then he goes, well, are you gonna eat that, your leftovers?
Yeah, I'm going to eat it. People say crazy things to me. The other day I was walking the dog, and this guy goes, man, your dog's always staring at me. Oh, really? Like, yeah, how do I respond to that? Okay, and now the dog is really looking at him because I'm talking to him. He's like, see, look. Staring at me. I'm like, okay, well, you know what? If you stop shouting, he'll probably stop. I'm clearly moving in one direction. I'm not going to be here long, trust me. I'll be out of your line of vision in about 4 seconds if you just stop. Why is he looking at me? I don't know. I mean, I don't know. So you get crazy questions a lot, but you just, you know, chalk it up.
You say, you owe me some money. The dog stared at me.
Yeah, somewhere. Right. I'm assuming that's where it was going.
Give me a cigarette.
Yeah.
Like a cigarette, man.
No. Yeah. No, I wouldn't give them. I mean, listen, if I wasn't going to eat them, I'd give them. But I didn't know it was macaroni and cheese with lobster and steak and half a baked potato.
Yeah. Like, it was going to be so good later.
Yeah.
Oh, God. So good.
I mean, I still think about it. I miss that meal.
But. No, that's a little dramatic. It's a couple of years ago. Yeah. Get over it.
And how many times have you had steak and lobster mac since then?
But it wasn't that steak and not lobster mac.
And half-baked potato.
And that half-baked potato.
Did it already have the toppings and stuff in it?
Yeah, I had, and you know what I had done too? Because you know baked potato, when it first comes out and it's hot, you want to make sure to mix everything right when it's hot. So all the butter, the salt, the bacon, the cheese had all been perfectly mixed into the perfect potato. And it took me like at least 6 minutes to prepare that potato.
Mm-hmm. Mm. And he probably didn't appreciate it at all. He just probably scarfed it down.
Ate it in one
gulp. Or said, what the hell is wrong with this potato?
Yeah.
It's some bullshit. Who the hell?
He didn't appreciate that at all, did
bacon
he?
And sour cream on a potato.
The steak had like the outside, like the crust, of, like I don't think call it the crust of the steak, but the outside was perfectly crisp and the inside was tender.
What was the cut of steak?
I think it was I can't remember what it was. It was one with it had a bone though.
Okay.
Yeah. Mm. Oh, it was so good.
Was it a bone-in ribeye?
Maybe that's what it was. Is that the only kind of steak that has a bone in it?
No, a T-bone has it.
No, I think it was a ribeye.
Porterhouse has a bone.
Porterhouse are the big, huge ones.
It's a T-bone. There's a steak I never get, a porterhouse.
No.
New York, right? New York strip on one side, the filet on the other. So you get both of the really good.
Yeah, I never ordered that. I just strictly go like ribeye or filet.
It's expensive.
Or sirloin. You get sirloin like quite often.
Yeah, I'll get a filet Oscar. Yeah. But hollandaise instead of béarnaise.
Did the guy ask that? He says, is that hollandaise or béarnaise?
That ain't got no asparagus on it, does it? No. You can get that shit out of here.
I thought it was Oscar style. Here you go.
Yeah. You don't want it.
Never mind.
Take this back.
Take your fishy ass mac and cheese.
What shit is that?
Here, just give me the baked potato. You keep the rest of that.
Scrape the bacon out of it. Just let me eat the bacon. You know, messed up a perfectly good baked potato. But I bet you could eat well if that's where your territory is, outside of a nice restaurant like that, people coming out and don't they do that a lot of times? They'll get the leftovers and then specifically to give to the homeless. Don't some people do that?
I saw a restaurant recently that asked, they posted a thing and said, hey, please, if you're homeless and in need of food or whatever, please stop going through our trash. There was a reason for that. But please, just come inside, no questions asked, and just say, hey, they said what to say, and we'll give you some food and water on us, no problem. They just, please stop going through our trash at night. Because they're talking about how the trash was dangerous to have people like going through and everything.
That's really nice of them.
Yeah, so now the lobby's dangerous for people going through. It's got a bunch of homeless in there.
And I always heard that I don't know if this is true or not. I think we've talked about this before. That I always heard that at fast food places, you can't, at the end of the shift, you can't have food left over for the next day. So they just take all the food and like put them in one bag and would sit it outside or throw it away. And a lot of times people know at midnight is when they do that. So they would go and wait outside when they throw that bag away. They would go in and get that bag and they would have a bunch of food.
Because you can't give them legally the food that's left over, which sucks because, I mean, they could come back and sue you or whatever if they get sick. So restaurants can't, like all restaurants have food at the end of the night that sometimes you have to get rid of and you have to throw it away. You can't give it to people for that reason.
That sucks.
Yeah.
But again, you don't want to run the risk of being sued.
A liability.
For something happening.
Yeah.
So if we just sit it out back in a trash bag, we've thrown it away.
Mm-hmm.
And there's the food we throw away every night. We put it in the same place in the same trash bag.
I'm looking this way.
Yeah.
I don't know what's going on back there.
I threw it away. It's not in my control anymore.
Exactly.
Because isn't that the deal? Like with trash, once you put it out in the bin or at the street or whatever, it's
fair game.
It's considered trash.
Yeah. You can have your trash sitting out in front of your house for garbage pickup, and somebody could come along and go through it and find something of value right in front of you. Like you could be watching them and they pull out a wallet maybe that has some money in it and you can't stop and say, hey, that's mine, because you threw it away.
Really?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Even if it's still on your property?
No, this is like if it's sitting out on the road
for the
garbage
already.
Pickup. Yeah. It's fair game.
Wow.
I know, right? But at least it's not leftovers.
At least it's not leftovers.
Yeah.
Because that's serious.
Is today Wednesday?
Yeah.
Okay.
Whip them out Wednesday.
All right.
All day long.
You just saying that wallet with money made me think. Lottery day.
What's lottery day?
Gotta get a ticket.
Lottery day's on Wednesdays?
Wednesdays and Saturdays. If you play the Powerball. I don't know what the other ones are. Ooh. Powerball's the only one that I play.
My daughter is she's one of those people that I don't know how many dreams she has a night, but every day she's I dreamed this last night, I dreamed that or whatever. So she dreams the dream she won the lottery and then went and bought a ticket. And she said, I won $2 on Mega Millions ticket.
Oh, she actually did go buy the ticket.
Yeah, after she had the dream, she went and bought a ticket and won $2 on the Mega Millions.
That's awesome.
Good for her.
How much is a ticket?
$2, I think. I don't know. But
almost $2.
Speaking of that, I never tell people any of my, whatever I dream. If I dream, I rarely do that. But I took a nap yesterday, and in my dream, while I was taking a nap, how weird is this? It's the weirdest dream I've ever had. I dreamed that my brother and I, at our age now, not when we were kids, but at our age now, my brother and I were assigned to give my dad a lethal injection.
What?
I know,
that's
right?
That's creepy.
That's a weird dream.
So did you do it?
Yeah.
Oh.
Yeah.
Yeah, well, what happened in the details of the dream, I wanted to make sure I knew exactly the way the machine worked. And so I went out to check with the person who knew to double check and make sure I was going to do it right. And then my brother comes walking out of the room, and I said, okay, well, now I got it. I know exactly how to do it. He goes, don't worry about it. I already did it. I mean, he goes, it's simple. I did it, which is exactly the way something would go if we're doing it in real life. Like if I go to get instructions to put together a shelf or whatever, I'll come back in. He goes, I did it. I don't need instructions or whatever. Just did it.
And he was dead.
Yeah, he was fading, and I made it in. Yeah.
What would a therapist say about that?
I don't know, but I would love to find out.
Does that have anything to do? Was it like?
I mean, I don't want my dad dead.
Right,
I don't.
But was it like? Was he? Or was there even a backstory? Was he sick?
No, he wasn't sick.
Was it like a prison kind of thing?
No, we weren't. It was just in a bedroom.
Some kind of weird deal.
Like something that he did to deserve it. I don't know what it was.
So it was a punishment.
And you know what it may the what? No, I think what triggered it was. My wife is having those cluster headaches again. I was telling y'all about that. Well, they gave her two injections at the neurologist the other day, and they weren't regular injections where you stick it in, push the plunger down and push the medicine in there. They were the style of injection like an EpiPen, and I had to do two of them. And there were instructions like press it, take the cap off, put it against her leg, press it down, it'll click, then the medicine will inject in there, and then it'll click again, and wait 5 seconds, and then take it off. I had to do that twice.
Okay.
So that's what triggered it, of having a some sort of a mechanism that you have to control and figure out how to work. I know.
Wowee.
I hate to even say that out loud, that now something may happen to him, but...
Yeah, but
that doesn't. That. Yeah, it doesn't.
If it were her,
it's not a jinx or anything.
If it were her, you were given the lethal. I mean, she would
go. Oh, yes.
You could never hurt me.
You could never share that with her.
Do you think I need to stay in the house? I mean, what do you need to leave? I don't want you, lethally injecting me. That's a sign.
That's a sign.
Yeah.
That's a sign.
Good Lord.
That's wild.
I know.
This is Share Funny on the Ease and TJ button.
Get your home secured for less than $1 a day with no installation or equipment charges and a lifetime equipment replacement warranty. You can get security for your home. 800-915-8941. 800-915-8941. Now is the time to lock in the lowest prices we've ever seen for airline tickets with low-cost airlines. Over 500 airlines with some practically giving away seats. Call 858-988-7667. 858-988-7667.
The Ace and TJ Studios are brought to you by Calitrin. Calitrin is America's number one choice for healthy weight loss. Drug and stimulant-free, so it won't interfere with any medications or health conditions. Find out more at acetj.com/weightloss.
If you've got nagging pain, you can get rid of that nagging pain thanks to Neogenyx, Charlotte's most trusted stem cell clinic, with an over 93% success rate. Set up a free consultation today at acetj.com/neogenyx. Neogenyx.
The Love & Life Music Fest is in Charlotte from May 3rd through the 5th, and we've got your tickets. Earn points to win at acetj.com/prime. Win tickets to the Love & Life Music Fest along with other great prizes. acetj.com/prime. It's your chance to win with Ace TJ Prime Rewards. Win incredible prizes like concert tickets, gift cards, merch, and so much more. Start earning points with Ace TJ Prime Rewards. All on the Ace and TJ Family app, available in your app store or at acetj.com/app.
Ace and TJ are well known for their charities. First, it was the Grin Kids, where they took terminally ill children and their families for a once-in-a-lifetime trip to Disney World. Now, it's Peyton's Promise, giving assistance fast to people who are in dire need, including the most recent first quarter of the rest of your life giveaway, where they gave away $10,000 to someone who needed it. None of which would be possible without great sponsors like the Temple Team at Keller Williams, the Johnson Group, Bradham Brothers, CompuCom, and Table and Twine. To find out more about Peyton's Promise, just go to peytonspromise.org.
All guests of the Ace and TJ Show stay at the Hyatt Centric Charlotte South Park. Beautiful rooms, incredible dining options. Book your room by calling 980-299-7123. It's the Hyatt Centric Charlotte South Park.
What if you had an extra hour every day? Think about that for a minute. An extra hour every day. Hey, it's Ace. What would you do with that hour? Now, I would probably try to start reading some of these books I've been putting off for years and years. But then I thought about it and realized maybe that time would be better spent finding what truly lights us up inside. Now, figuring that out can be a hard, difficult thing to do. And that's where BetterHelp Therapy comes in. Imagine having somebody to talk to, somebody to help you untangle your thoughts, your priorities, maybe even your dreams. Maybe help you put a plan together. BetterHelp gets it. It's therapy that fits your life, not the other way around. Therapy that fits your life. All you do is fill out a quick questionnaire, get matched with a therapist who gets you. And if things aren't clicking, you switch. It's easy. No fuss. Learn to make time for what makes you happy. Yeah. Learn to make time for what makes you happy with BetterHelp. Visit BetterHelp.com/AceTJ today to get 10% off your first month. That's BetterHelp, HELP.com/AceTJ. BetterHelp.com/AceTJ.
Your New Year's resolution is in full swing and you are trying to lose weight. Help yourself with Calitrin. Calitrin is the safe, effective way to lose weight. When you buy 3 months supply right now, you'll get 3 months free. It's scientifically proven to help you lose weight. Order it now at acetj.com/weightloss. Calitrin.
The Extra Funny Podcast is brought to you by Neogenics. Neogenics is the most trusted stem cell clinic in the Carolinas. Heal joint pain naturally by medical doctors with no surgery, no downtime, and no medications. Find out more at acetj.com/neogenics.
Are you ready to say, hey, I'm loving life? We are. Join us at the Love & Life Music Fest, May 3rd through the 5th. Fun, art, memories, and amazing live performances from 40 artists you will love. Get your tickets now at acetj.com/lovin'.